If this past weekend in college football is any indication, we are in for quite a treat over these next four weekends. Let's start in this area. On Saturday, Wake Forest piled up some passing records to beat Boston College 28-14. In a series that had lately been decided by less than a touchdown, the 14-point margin boiled down to a blowout. It gave the Deacons their fifth victory, one away from bowl eligibility with three games left. Next up, a trip to Raleigh to play an NC State team that has had the wind knocked out of its sails the last 2 weeks. First, arch rival North Carolina beat the Pack on a late punt return a week ago. Then a bad Virginia team beat the stuffing out of the Pack 33-6 on Saturday. State is also one win away from bowl eligibility, but its fans treat six wins much differently than Wake fans. Good thing Duke became bowl eligible 2 weeks ago, because the Devils have now lost three of their last four, and their last three games are at Florida State, at Georgia Tech, then at home against Coastal Division leader Miami. Best shot for one more win will come against a mediocre Yellow Jackets team. North Carolina had the weekend off. The Tar Heels are 6-3 with a great shot to win their last three and the Coastal Division. Unfortunately for UNC, even with nine wins, the Heels' off-field problems mean they are ineligible for the postseason. The subject of last week's commentary was Winston-Salem State. The Rams struggled to a 6-6 halftime tie at Fayetteville State on Saturday, but then they proceeded to blow out the Broncos in the second half and finished off their second straight perfect regular season. Now it's on to the CIAA championship game, followed by a second straight trip to the NCAA Division II playoffs. By most people's measure, that means it's been a very successful season. But if your head coach, Connell Maynor, who is a perfectionist, anything but a berth in the D2 National Championship game will be a major disappointment. Up the mountain, there's a new spring in Appalachian State's step. ASU lost three games early, but they went to Statesboro, Georgia on Saturday and beat the number one ranked team in the football championship subdivision, Georgia Southern. And now, with only a home game left against Furman, the App's postseason chances look much better. Nationally, what a weekend it was. Four of the top five teams played on primetime TV Saturday night. Fifth-ranked LSU thoroughly outplayed number one Alabama the entire second half until it came time to win the game. And that's exactly what the Crimson Tide did. Bama quarterback A.J. McCarron had completed just one pass in the second half when the Tide got the ball at their own 28-yard line with 94 seconds left. With his offensive line providing perfect protection, McCarron threw four pinpoint perfect passes for 18, 15, 11, and finally 28 yards for the touchdown. The Tide didn't roll, but survived 21-17. They are still unbeaten and number one and finish with home games against Texas A&M, Western Carolina, and Auburn. Survival was the order of the day for the rest of the unbeatens as well. Number two Oregon survived another 400-yard passing game by Southern Cal quarterback Matt Barkley and won 62-51. The final score looked more like a Pac-12 basketball game. The Ducks finish on the road at Cal, home against Stanford, and again on the road against arch-rival Oregon State. Number three Kansas State had to survive as well. They had to survive the loss of Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback Colin Klein in the second half. He got hurt. The Wildcats, though, beat Oklahoma State 44-30 and finish at TCU, at Baylor, and then home against Texas. Fourth-ranked Notre Dame had perhaps the closest call of all. The Irish survived a missed field goal and triple overtime against a pedestrian Pitt Panther team. Notre Dame won by three. The Irish's final three games, at Boston College, home against Wake Forest, and at Southern Cal. If Saturday was fun, the next 3 weeks should be even better for players, fans, and TV ratings. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.